The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Be sure and visit our website, 945theanswer.com, and check us out on Facebook as well. Just search 945 The Answer. I'm on there as well, Joey Hudson, and follow us on Twitter at Talk945 and also Joey Hudson. Many of you are texting Greenworks to our Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. We're going to be giving away that combo pack on Monday, so don't forget, before the end of the show this morning, text Greenworks to 877-235-9405. Got a special guest for you this morning. Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright. Welcome in, Sheriff. Always good to talk to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk for a minute, Sheriff. You guys, you have some openings over in the Spartanburg County Detention Center, and you're looking for some good men and women out there.
That's right. You don't have to be trained either. You know, we'll do all that for you. We're just looking for people who are willing to help their fellow man and woman who may be down on their luck. Man, we got so many things going on at the detention facility. It's not just standing by inmates anymore.
Yeah.
It's none of that. You know, it's so much more.
Well, and that's the interesting thing. And in talking with you a little earlier, Sheriff, this is somewhat of a calling, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
I think you could say that because, you know, if you do your job right, then when these men and women leave the detention center, they're going to be better and hopefully not come back.
That's our desire. Now, we understand there are people that are come through our detention facility that don't want to learn, that don't want to do any better. They enjoy, you know, the lifestyle that they have. But, you know, we have Operation Education going on over there. We have all kind of life skill coaches. We have drug rehab, those kind of things that are trying to make men and women better. Now, the ones that reach out and really want it, they are successful. We have had a lot of people graduate our Operation Education that have not returned back to our facility except to say, thank you. Look, I'm working a full-time job. I'm paying my alimony. I'm doing my child support. I'm not doing drugs. You know, those are huge success stories. You know, oftentimes, you know, public doesn't hear about that stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
So I wanted people to understand that we're way more than just a place to put people for a time and then let them back out.
Right.
So, well, by the way, we don't let nobody out. That's the magistrate's court.
Yes.
That's just the way the system's set up.
Sheriff, so often, I mean, now I know you have some people who are just bad people. I mean, everybody can turn their life around. Everybody
has
that ability if they want to. Not everyone wants to.
Listen, Christ can set anybody free.
That's for sure. The grace of our good Lord can do that. But, you know, quite often you have people who they just made a bad decision. They were in the wrong place with the wrong people. They end up in the Spartanburg County Detention Center. And again, I think this is where it can really be a calling because, you know, the right person can influence that person again to where maybe they never come back.
That's correct. I tell all the employees when we swear them in because they are one of the few in the whole state that I swear in as deputies as well, you know, because they're part of our team. They're an extended part of our team. And I tell them, look, you have to treat these folks like they're children of God because guess what? They really are.
They are. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the Spartanburg County Detention Center is a little different than some because not all counties, the sheriff is in charge of the detention center, right?
That's correct. Council asked me to take this thing over in 2011. And buddy, let me tell you, I prayed really hard about that and stayed up a few nights.
Yeah.
Got a lot of information. When I went over there and talked to the men and women at the detention center, they needed some stability. And, you know, county council gave it to me and I told them, here's what I want you to please do. You know, stay out of it. Let me do it. They did that. So when I first took over, an officer come to work at the detention facility in Spartanburg had to buy literally everything except a uniform shirt and a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing you have to buy is your underwear, and if you don't wear them, I really don't need to know.
Not a requirement, necessarily.
Yeah, I don't need to know either way. But I buy them everything, man. I give them a gun, give them the duty belt, a vest, boots, socks. I mean, we do all of that kind of stuff to make sure that they come to work ready.
Well, and I've been in some detention centers as visitors. I want to make that clear.
Yeah, I understand.
But your guys and the women over there, you talk about their uniforms and all. I mean, they're deputies.
That's right.
And same uniforms, right?
That's correct.
I know that what we're trying to help you with today is you need to hire some detention officers. And by the way, these jobs, they're the highest paid in the upstate.
That's right.
So if you're looking for a change in career or maybe you're looking for a job, Sheriff, what's the best way for them to reach you to start the application process?
Go online and get an application at SpartanburgCounty.org. You can actually go down to the detention center and pick up you a packet or contact somebody there at the detention center. You know, so many more things are going on there. As an employee benefit, we have a free health clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's literally a free health clinic.
And that's a big thing today.
Man, anybody yes. that's paid insurance,
yes.
and I don't want to talk about the other mm-hmm. guy that was sitting in the White House, his craziness, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's big deal when you got a man and a woman trying to raise a family.
And
everybody in their family, if they're married and cohabitate sure. together, they get to go to the free health clinic.
Yeah.
That's free.
And if you're listening today and you're thinking, this may be something I'm interested in, but I'm not trained. I know nothing about this. Sheriff, that's really who you're looking for, isn't it?
I prefer the ones that don't have bad habits.
Yeah.
I truly do. Young men and women. And age is not an issue to me because we've had some people later in their life that have had another career that decided, you know, I want to try that. Please come out and let's see what you got. But you don't worry about your training. Don't worry about if you shoot well. Don't worry about all these other things. We'll teach you that. We do not expect you to know everything when you walk in the door.
Yep, yep. So full training, highest paid detention officers in the upstate. But it's not just necessarily being in the detention center either, Sheriff. There are other things that you have, the rifle drill team and other opportunities, right?
Absolutely. We have the rifle drill team. We have the SOG team. We're also in charge of the courthouse security. You know, so you may literally be chosen to be somebody that's personnel that's taking care of things at the courthouse as well as detention. We have transport, and we have a lot of things. The SOG team, Special Operation Group, that's a behavior modification team. Basically, way back when, if we had somebody just absolutely get crazy on us, we'd stack a 6 or 8 people in, throw them in a room, and hope for the best.
Sure.
And we don't do that anymore. You know, that's dangerous for the officers first, and it's not really good for the inmates. So we come up with a SOG team. Joseph Garcia brought this to us, and it's a really good program. And it just teaches us different threat levels. And these men and women know that when those guys come into the room, things need to change or something's going to happen.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
But we train them well. They're like the SWAT team inside the jail.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. With me today, Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright. And we're talking about their need for detention officers. It's a great opportunity. If you're looking for a change in career or a new job, let me encourage you to check it out, SpartanburgCounty.org, or just run by. Call them. There's lots of ways to get the process started and just investigate whether or not this is a good career choice for you. Because, again, I want to stress the point, Sheriff, that it's not just standing there and watching prisoners. It's interacting with them. It's trying to change their life. You mentioned earlier you have a GED program for people in the detention center, and there's so many other parts of being a detention center officer.
Yeah, we have life skill coaches too, and these people come in and volunteer from the community, and they're wonderful. We started that a while back, and basically we're teaching shorthand to people. You know, mm-hmm. We're teaching carpentry work. We're teaching skills that apply out on the streets. So our goal is to give you tools that you can choose to use instead of the drugs, the theft, you know, the what have you.
Yep.
That's what we're looking for.
And again, it's all about changing these people's lives, having a positive influence on them, teaching them that they can do other things rather than crime. And there's another life out there for them. And Sheriff Chuck Wright, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for your time this morning. And we'll continue talking about this and hopefully get you some good candidates over there.
I'm hoping so, too. And I want you to know something. I'm proud of our team. You don't come to work for me. You come to work with me.
Yep.
So I want people to understand that, you know, we are a big family. And come and see.
and be a part of the family.
That's
and,
right.
And on a personal note too, Sheriff, I just applaud what you do and what I live in Spartanburg County, so you're my sheriff. But thank you to the men and women of the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office who literally put your lives on the line every day so that I can feel safe. And I appreciate that more than
God is really good to me, and I have the best team imaginable. They make me look good. Trust me, they make me look good.
Yeah. Sheriff Chuck Wright, always good to have you.
Thank you.
Let's get you updated with the latest weather and traffic. Tommy, what's happening out on the roads?
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.